Absolutely. I think in the past, kind of, we've maybe struggled a wee bit with what it's like over the years, and the way the competition is set up this year, we're sort of in last chance saloon, because it's a simple game we have to win if we have any thoughts of progressing in the competition.
Yeah, and this competition has been good to you over the last number of years, one or a couple of years, or a few, 3 years ago now, I think it is, isn't it? So I'm sure you'd like to continue on it.
Yeah, we've had a fantastic run on it, and it kind of, you know, we've been in three finals and a semi-final and a quarter-final in the last 5 years. So, you know, we treat it fairly seriously, and the players give a great effort and commitment to it. But, you know, the old saying, you're only as good as your last game, and, you know, our last game simply wasn't good enough.
Absolutely, and Anishinaabe League teams are proving themselves at other levels as well. So you obviously have a strong group of players down there. How are you fixed on the field tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we're probably, personnel-wise, you know, we have a couple of players back. You know, Terence Doherty's back from suspension. He had a suspension carried over from the quarter-final last year down in Kilkenny, you know, for the first game, and Kieran McDade is back from injury. So, you know, pretty much a full hand to pick from tomorrow from the squad we have in. We have introduced a number of new players, and it'll take them probably a while to bed in. But, you know, overall, myself and Paul Higley are quite happy with how it's going. Albeit not maybe with the performance we've been in against Donegal.
I'm sure you're like all managers, you probably say it's my own team I'm worried about, but you've been about it long enough, I'm sure you probably do know a bit about Sligo Leitrim.
Yeah, well, maybe not. You know, I think as far as I'm aware, they've gone down the route that maybe we went down a couple of years ago and taken in younger players this year. They were normally a very experienced side, but I think they have recruited a few younger players, so wouldn't be aware of them maybe as players as they had in the past. But irrespective of who they've out, they're always difficult to beat. They always try to play good football and are physically strong. So, you know, I'm under no illusions. We'll have to be at our best tomorrow to get a result.
Yeah, and it's I know that's the winter time. The weather's not that good, but you have a great venue down there, McGinn Park, and I'm sure you're hoping that the Anishinaabe crowd, which they usually do, will get out and support the team tomorrow.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see a crowd there. I know that, you know, this time of the year it can be difficult. Maybe there's a lot of counter attractions with Christmas coming up and things like that, but we're hopeful we get a good crowd there and hopeful that the boys can put in a performance, because, as I say earlier, we're in the last chance saloon now. Tomorrow we simply have to win, otherwise we won't have any further interest in the competition.